This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 65 of Sunday Supplement. I think we have to retire now.
That's the thing about retirement ages, though, because at the moment it's 65 if you're a bloke and 60 if you're a woman or something like that. But when we're old, Simon, well, you're already old, but when I'm old, Simon, it will be very, very, very different. I think 90 will be the retirement age, if you get to retire at all.
Just work till you drop.
Yeah, basically, because we've got a time bomb, a pensions time bomb, which is the most boring and post office based of all the time bombs.
It is.
It's going to be sad when we're old. Mainly because, you know, everybody will be dead after the second massive explosion.
So, how are you?
I don't know, I'm okay. How are you?
I realised this week that I am genetically predisposed to failure.
What, you've only just realised that?
Yeah, no, well, I figured it out, right, because...
We've been doing this podcast now for how long?
Well, here's the thing, right, my genes, whose sole purpose is to reproduce, have made for themselves a vessel in me that has no interest in reproducing. That is a genetic fail.
Right.
So it's no wonder that I fail at everything else, because I am genetically predisposed to
failure. Are you saying that you have no concept of lust?
No, I have no desire to reproduce. I'm not saying I don't want to do the act of reproducing. I just don't want to reproduce. I can think of nothing worse than smaller me's.
That would be physically impossible as well, having smaller than you. It'd be like trying to cut an atom. However, the point is, Simon, that yes, you don't want to reproduce, but you will fail in that endeavour. So if you ever, you know, find a female Simon in the wild and you do your little courtship dance with her with your little ruff and your stamping of your feet and you're collecting all your blue things in one area and making a little, you know, nest in the other area for her, and you do the little dance of the Simon, right? Yes, I'm comparing you to a bird of paradise, and no, you don't deserve that because you're not as pretty. However, basically, you will have the recreational jiggeries with her and then she will go, ah, ha, 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 I'm pregnant now. Even though you took all the precautions, like didn't actually have sex with her.
So that's how I mate. Is that where I've been going wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You haven't done the little dance with all the bottle tops in one area, and the nest in the other area, and the whole shaking your face.
The only thing I've never failed at is eating a packet of crisps. That's it.
I've seen you fail eating a packet of crisps.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. You opened them and they went everywhere.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. It's like watching a horse try and open a packet of crisps.
Anyway, what newspaper did you buy? Do I care?
Observer.
I got the Sunday Times.
I got Observer because I wanted Abigail's Party because I hadn't seen it for ages and they were giving it away free, so I think I win.
No.
Why?
Because the law is if the Sunday Times gets played, it wins. It's the inverse law to the Express law.
I think the Sunday Times is going to have a bit of a doozy on, because Abigail's Party, for free, I was considering buying it.
We need to cut things out and keep them.
Why?
The arbitrary format we've imposed upon ourselves dictates it.
No, the arbitrary format you cling to as though it is a little twig for you to go upside down, rotating your head and waving your wings.
I'm not a little bird of paradise or bird of prey.
I know you're not. Do you know a really cruel thing they did to birds of paradise to prove that female birds of paradise were very shallow? They plucked them. They plucked the long tails out of the birds of paradise and they gave it to the ones with shorter tails. They just literally taped them on. And all the male birds of paradise who had the long feathers were all suddenly trying to get a girl and they couldn't. And all the ones with, like, the wigs on managed to.
That's really funny.
And all the ones with the wigs on were just like, this never happens to me. It's a bit like if Men's Health basically got hold of, like, loads of skinny, weedy guys or fat guys.
And gave them airbrush six-packs.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut out and keep a feature called Romp and Pomp.
Nice.
The full title is To the Manor Porn.
Oh, God.
The Sunday Times is getting obsessed with sex. Absolutely obsessed with it.
Is Rupert Murdoch's paper?
But this is about orgies, S&M holidays, and erotic film shoots. Just some of the bizarre ways that, and this is the funny bit, that the struggling owners of Britain's stately homes are paying the bills.
Really? They're paying the bills through orgies?
Yeah, the struggling owners of stately homes. They're struggling to keep their castles in good nick. So they're renting them out for S&M holidays and porn shoots.
Nice.
It's all right, but...
You don't believe that they're struggling?
I find it hard to be sympathetic for a man who's struggling to maintain his 15-bedroom mansion. But apparently guests gibber about the sexual get-off of seeing naked bodies slinking around in faded Georgian splendour.
Are Georgians particularly sexy? Is that what sexy is now? I've got an old Georgian box somewhere. Maybe I should sit on that naked and see if
You've got an old Georgian box?
Yeah, I do. There's some family jewels in it.
The woman who does these orgies says that there's something erotic about knowing that 200 years of people have had sex in that room or something.
I find the whole sort of, you know, the whole antiquing thing is quite weird. The idea that when you touch something, just because somebody else has touched it hundreds of years ago, the fact that it's worth more than something new. Like an old chair, which is falling to bits and a bit frayed, not as good as a new chair.
Well, exactly. They're saying that the money isn't coming from corporates anymore because they're on the wane. And it says porn shoots are on the up.
There's that long programme, that long, hard programme on BBC all about hardcore pornography and how everybody was investing in it like crazy, including the Catholic Church, which is quite interesting. Well, they weren't. They're like Catholic Church were investing in, like, you know, hotels, which bought and sold pornography and got a good amount of profits from pornography. So it wasn't exactly, it wasn't like direct, it wasn't like the Pope going, no, we need more sluts with big tits. Though I imagine the Pope has said that. So it probably means something else in German.
The only downside, they're saying, is that when they rent the same house out to weddings, it's no goods if the brides-to-be pay through the nose for idyllic country house nuptials if they know their granny is sitting on a sofa used hours before as a vaulting horse for a couple in the raw.
I think it'd be more the fact that the men would just go, oh, this place.
There's one castle in Scotland that rents out at the same time.
At the same time?
Yeah, the upstairs above ground places for a wedding and the downstairs dungeons for massive S&M fantasy weekends.
I think the S&M would be even better knowing that there's a wedding going on. Because you would genuinely have to be very quiet.
No, but that's the point. The dungeons are soundproofed, so...
I suppose they're for that's that very for. Purpose. Yeah, that's very utilitarian, really.
Yeah, it is.
It's not exactly like shocking, is it? It's just basically, hey, we're using a dungeon as a dungeon.
So?
Well, I've got a bit of S&M as well. Because I've got a full-length interview with Harriet Harman.
How's that S&M?
It's like wanting to bleed out your own eyes. It's written by Rachel Cook, and it's a lovely article about how Harriet Harman makes the PR disaster of the decade, turning up at a local constituency school just when all the parents are there to drop off their kids and trying to engage them in politics. For example, I will read you this bit. The vast majority of the parents espy Harman and seem suddenly to find the pavement incredibly interesting. Either that or they adopt a look that I can only describe as varnished and metropolitan. It's a look that says, I see you in the sense that I will not actually walk into you, but you are also invisible to me, so don't even try and catch my eye. Her assistant grabs a woman who's on her way out of the school. Now, what did we do for you, says Harman, who clearly has no idea who the woman is. The woman talks about the difficulty she's had with her tax credits. She was owed money, but it never came. Oh dear. For one thing, it's not all clear to me what part Harman's office played in resolving this matter. For another, it's a constituent is slagging off the administration of the flagship Labour Party, the working family's tax credit. How embarrassing. Harman looks at me. Information like this is very important, she says earnestly. It helps me understand the system and how it's working, or isn't. And basically, it's an entire sort of thing about how Rachel Cook just is confronted by this facade of a woman who she doesn't trust and desperately wants to get anything out of that's remotely interesting and is constantly being bored to death. You know, she's literally so boring her.
Essentially, Rachel Cook is wanting to write a personality piece when actually Harriet Harman wants to actually engage with her constituents.
No, because even when she tries to engage in politics, she describes Harriet Harman talking about the Labour Party as like global warming deniers. It's literally, you can't engage her about politics because she says, oh, I've got no ambition to be Labour leader. She's deputy Labour.
That's not politics. That's personality politics. Rachel Cook is being bored by what politics actually is. That's Rachel Cook's problem, not Harriet Harman's problem.
I think it's perfectly reasonable to write a personality piece about somebody in... If this was in the, you know, serious politics section of the paper, this is in the Observer Woman magazine, okay? So Harriet Harman knew who she was being interviewed by and then goes on about how, oh, she doesn't like William Hague, but she does, but she doesn't. And how she doesn't want to talk about her family, but constantly brings them up without talking about them because nobody's allowed to even name them.
That's, again, a failing of the media in the sense that Harriet Harman knows that she could never do a piece literally about politics.
Yeah, but she can never do a piece literally about herself either. That's the point. It's literally like reading somebody's job interview.
Yeah, but again, that could be Rachel Cook having no abilities as an investigative journalist.
No, but she does. I mean, you can really tell she does because she basically talks about being frustrated at every turn.
Well, I have to say that my article was better than that.
No, it wasn't.
No, it really was.
No, it really wasn't.
I know that there's a castle in Scotland now where I could get married above someone who's being spanked.
I know that Harriet Harman's going to be the next Labour leader.
Do you think so?
I reckon so, yeah. She comes across as enough of a c***.
Article or farcical then? This is when Izzy somehow manages to berate me. Oh no, she's already done that a lot.
Hey, I don't berate you ever. Not as much as you deserve.
No, much more than I deserve.
No, not as much as you deserve.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that our readers have started berating me via Facebook and Hotmail and Twitter.
You deserve much more berations.
So you're going to try and outwit me, which isn't difficult. I mean, even I can outwit myself.
Well... I don't know about that, Solomon. You couldn't outwit a thing. Yeah, look at me and my Blackadder-esque puns.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, basically what happens in Article or Farcical is I read out three articles from The Observer and one article that I made up, and it's up to Simon to deduce using his noose. Which is the article? Which
I have got a noose.
Have you?
Yeah. At some point, I probably will use it.
Is it loose about your hoose?
No, it's loose about my neck.
Oh, excellent.
So if this stool gives way,
excellent.
This podcast could end quite quickly.
Don't forget to put the tangerine in your mouth. I would say orange, but he's got very little mouth. Right.
Kumquat. Call it.
Okay, so is this an article or is it a farcical? In a spin over wind turbines.
They might have just written that.
Pass the parsley.
See, I quite like that. Pass the parsley.
Till life do us part.
What?
Till life do us part is all about divorce and how actually it's really good.
Divorce is good.
Well, there's that thing about divorce, isn't it? Because everybody says, one in three marriages end in divorce, which sounds really depressing until you say, well, that means two out of three marriages end in death. And divorce is preferable to death.
There was something posted through the door yesterday, which had the headline, one in three people die.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good odds. I quite
that's
like that.
And finally,
men's coats wrapped up.
Men's coats wrapped up.
Yeah, as in a summary of, but also wrapping in. Oh, it's a wrap. Oh. They even got one like Del Boy's. It's quite exciting.
Sheepskin.
Yeah.
Right. What was the wind turbine thing about?
In a spin over wind turbines.
They don't want
because,
them on their
now, see, environmentalists, right? Environmentalists who are mentalists who are enviro, right? They are really like, oh, because wind turbines kill wildlife. They smack bats, is what they do. They're actually literally bat bats.
Nice.
Bats where they came from. They are little blenders in the sky. That's what wind turbines
are.
Did
I see something saying that we're running out of wind as well?
I heard that, and I can't remember if it was a joke or not.
They just need to play our podcast constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I think men's coats is an article.
Okay.
I think the wind turbine thing's an article, and I'm kind of torn now between pass the parsley and life do us part. Pass the parsley does sound like an isism.
Well, do you want me to tell you what each of them are about exactly?
No, not really. I'm going to say pass the parsley is a farcical. You have extracted it somehow from your anal cavity.
Well, that's not very nice. Parsley doesn't grow in my anal cavity.
Yes, it
I'm
does.
I'm not diseased.
Yes, you are.
That'd be really painful. Imagine having to pull it out.
Ugh.
It's all rooted in there.
Ugh.
That's a really horrible image. I
apologize. Really horrible, be a really horrible cucumber sandwich as well, wouldn't it?
Well, why would you put parsley in a cucumber sandwich?
Well, you do.
You're meant to wrap it up. You're meant to wrap it up with fish. According to this article, anyway.
What? Cucumber sandwiches wrapped in fish?
Oh, that'd be good.
No.
So, in the spin over wind turbines, that is...
an article.
Yes.
Yay. I get a
men's
point.
Men's coats wrapped up.
I get 1 point.
That is...
an article.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get 2 points.
So,
yeah.
Life to us part, that is...
a farcical.
No, it's an article. You were right the first time,
yeah.
But you changed it.
No,
last
I
minute,
didn't.
So. Yeah, you did. That
no, I didn't.
That counts.
No, it doesn't.
I win.
You're a cheat.
Shh. I win. Izzy wins. Izzy's happy. Izzy will do her own little dance. Where's my milk bottle tops?
You said you've got something to talk about.
I don't know whether to put this on the kite out and keep. But I didn't, so I thought I'd talk about it now.
Which is what?
Arrival of the fittest.
Right.
And this is all about how Men's Health magazine is now outselling Nuts and Zoo and all the rest of it. I don't know if you've seen Men's Health magazine.
Is Men's Health the one that just shows, like, the front cover's usually black and white with a torso?
Yeah.
So you
yeah,
can what, put it.
It
under your own neck so you yes. pretend that that's you in the mirror. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. The idea is, unless you look partially starved and muscly, a bit like a slave from... the Roman times, unless you look like one of them with lots of hair and stubble, there's no point in being alive. And that's what basically is, because it's kind of going, yeah, we're alpha gents and that sort of thing. And I mean, the article sort of goes, what does it say about the state of the modern British male? That is quite sweet, really, a bit neurotic, a bit hapless in a state of physical boom and bust, but also keen to do better, keen to get things absolutely right. And basically what they've done is they've done a female neurotic, hey, turn anorexic magazine, and they've made it for men.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to make the point that it just sounds like there's been a swing away from sort of semi-porn to almost a Cosmo style.
Yeah, it's basically, hey, here's a girl, ooh, isn't she fun, get yourself a nice car. Go on, buy this porn, into, hey, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough.
Here's
you're
an
not
advert,
good enough,
this
you're
will make you
enough.
Better.
Yes, exactly. And you're just like, well, to be honest, six packs are a bit scary. They're a bit horrible. They're a bit sort of, well, yes, you look all right, but don't wax as well.
So the idea is that you buy the magazine, feel really bad about yourself, and then gorge on chocolate.
I don't know. It must be. I mean, that's how female magazines work, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't buy women's magazines. I never have.
Well, the idea is that it makes you feel bad and then offers you a product to buy to make you feel better.
I honestly think the best magazines you can get are things like Take a Break, which has the ones like wife who murdered own mum who was also husband and dog.
Here's a puzzle.
Here's a puzzle. Yeah, exactly. You know, ooh, here's a picture of a cat that we've dressed like Elvis. You know, it's all great. That sort of like complete fantasy kind of like none of your sort of like lose your gut, unleash your abs, but yeah, here's a miracle stupid diet, like eat 5 grapes a day. This will somehow make you lose weight. Let's just put it this way. Men's Health at the bottom. It has plus cow toothpaste, paper food, and sex graffiti.
Isn't that just spunky on a wall? It's back.
Oh, yeah.
The new section is no longer new.
What do you mean it's no longer new?
Well, because we're doing it again. It's used now. It's an antique. It's better in many ways.
It's soiled like your bottle tops.
I don't soil my bottle tops, nor
yeah,
do I collect bottle tops with twigs and dance around with my plucked tail, going, ooh, look at me, have sex, I'm desperate. I don't do any of that.
Are you saying that birds of paradise are desperate just because they bother trying? If you made the effort, if you wore a big ruff and jiggled up and down in a series of robotic dances, I bet you could attract some birds.
Yeah, literally some parrots.
Not
and I don't
parrots.
Particularly want to
parrots
be...
Parrots would be impressed by that. Little sort of weird twiggy birds, all of whom are brown and boring because they're all girls, whereas all the men are shiny and exciting.
We're going to play the randomizer skizer now. I've got 3 things you can choose from. Culture...
The Times has more than 3.
I'm not getting all 27 of my supplements.
Yeah, we're doing this properly.
I'm really not, because I haven't got them. So I've got three. Rubbish. You can choose the Sunday Times Magazine, Style, or Culture.
Culture.
Okay, and what can I choose for you?
No. You have to give me page numbers.
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do...
Well, no. We do you first, then
oh,
we do me.
For goodness sake. You can go anywhere between 1 and 79.
Okay, I'm going to go with 15.
15. Do-be-do-do. Oh, for f***'s sake.
What is that?
AA Girls Television Criticism.
Yes!
Bloody bawling bollocks.
Yeah!
I hate him. I properly hate him.
Why?
Because he's not Charlie Brooker, for a start.
He isn't Charlie Brooker.
And most TV critics other than Charlie Brooker are complete ball bags.
So, what does he have to say about television?
The Truth About War, fresh out of the box. So he's obviously done a review of Wounded, which I haven't watched.
Aww.
Oh, quite nice though. He ends it by talking about a programme called 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah. I've just found this line. They wouldn't have let a camera or a microphone within a 44 double D peekaboo bra of them.
Peekaboo bra of them.
He's used the word clone zone as well. Honest 10 things I hate about you. He says, only 10? I can think of dozens of things I hate about this. And then he doesn't list any of them. So he's lying. I hate A.A. Gill. He's a cunt.
So, Simon, you've got to pick for the Randomizer Skyzer between the Observer Woman magazine, Pregnancy and Fertility, Media and Business, Escape, Review.
I'm going for Pregnancy and Fertility.
Pregnancy and Fertility, okay. It's quite a small little slither of the thing. You've got page between 1
it's almost
and...
fetal.
I see these don't have numbers, but I guess it's about 16.
Okay, well, I'll make it easy for you. Go for 3.
3... 2. Oh, no, that's just an advert.
Okay.
So pick another one.
4.
Okay. Inspiration. How one family triumphed against infertility.
Did they spunk up against a wall?
They didn't. You feel as if doors are closing and hope is vanishing. Tip 1. Think positively.
Oh, is this like eat yourself pregnant? Does it say eat well?
To be fair, this is an advertising insert by Media Planner.
Media Planner?
Yeah, I think the entire supplement is an advertising insert by Media Planner.
Okay, so we've just sold our readers an advert.
Yeah, don't get pregnant.
I have quite literally run out of double entendres to say about humdonging.
Ding dong.
You're not Leslie Phillips.
I am.
No, you're not.
I've got the same hair and moustache.
No, you haven't. Nor are you a 1940s spiv.
Why do you crush my dreams?
Because you crush mine.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I'm saying you should. You don't even have to be a bird of paradise. What
so far in this episode, you have accused me of wanting to have sex with little twiggy birds.
If you want to do that, I suggest being a lyrebird. Because then you get to make noises, which is what you do anyway. And sound like a chainsaw, which is what you do anyway. Or a camera shutting.
And you have suggested I autoerotically asphyxiate myself. It's not good. Yes.
No, I haven't.
You did. You said tangerine in my mouth.
I did say tangerine in your mouth, but I just meant as a snack, a healthy snack. I'm trying to look after you, you know, keep your plumage looking nice.
Mrs. Mills solves all your problems. And this woman has written in to complain that her daughter keeps showing her bum when she bends over in short, in low hips.
Hipsters,
that's the word. Yeah. So she goes, how can I tell her that having her bottom on display is not attractive? And Mrs. Mills says, get with the scene, Grandma. Displaying enough bottom to stick a bunch of flowers in is bang on trend. Brackets. As long as it's tautly put and doesn't look like a pair of old tights loosely stuffed with peanuts. That is a humdonger of epic magnitude.
Up front, oops, I bleached it again. How a nation went blonde by mistake. This is Polly Vernon, wore a blonde wig for a day.
Yeah.
Just to see if it made any difference.
To what?
I don't know.
Was treated.
Yeah.
Right. And does it?
Trying out blonde did nothing to unsettle my belief in the innate superiority of brunettes. Are we smarter? Yes. Smarter, with a broader base of interest and a greater financial acumen, because we spend less time reading dross at hairdressers and less money paying for our roots to be retouched. There is no excuse for blondness. No one naturally is blonde anymore. Being blonde takes an enormous and conscious effort. Blondes know exactly what they're doing. They must invest heavily in it. Therefore, blondeness must be important to them. Perhaps it's legitimate to make generalisations about their character.
I'm blonde.
Yeah, you are actually, aren't you?
Yeah, I've never dyed my hair. I don't sort my roots out. I certainly don't sit in hairdressers reading bad magazines. I do that at home, in the privacy of my own home. And then I record a podcast about it. That is not blonde.
But this whole article has the summary that maybe her prejudices are wrong.
Oh,
and maybe it's people like the next generation, like Lily Allen, always changes her hair colour. And it's not about blonde and brunette anymore. You can be whatever colour you like. Because Lily Allen must be very clever to do that. Because Lily Allen obviously wouldn't spend ages in hairdressers having her hair dyed. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I quite like that you said blonde and brunette.
Yeah, blonde and brunette.
I'm blonde.
And I'm brunette. And welcome to Radio 4's latest quiz.
We stumble onwards towards that moment in time where we decide who has the superior
Izzy wins. We decide Izzy wins.
I can't even get through that sentence.
Izzy wins.
Why?
Abigail's party. Abigail's party. Abigail's party.
What?
Abigail's party.
Is it a good film? I mean,
yes!
I haven't seen it. I can't.
How can you
judge
not
its relative merit?
Abigail's party. How could that not have happened?
Well, I don't
how?
Particularly want to watch a film about wife swapping.
It's not about wife swapping.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's a there's film a, set in the 70s
bit.
About a party.
No,
must be a wife swapping party.
No, it's not. What there's one bit where one woman flirts with another woman's husband. That's not wife swapping.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
They swap wives in The Good Life.
That is true. It's not like The Good Life. It's better than The Good Life.
Is it?
Yeah, it's close. Style.
So what is it about?
It's about Beverly's party.
Not Abigail's party.
Well, no.
I don't understand.
Well, you need to watch the film, don't you? Which means you needed to get The Observer, which means Izzy won.
Oh. You've outwitted me.
Izzy won.
What are you doing as though you're...
Izzy won.
What is that noise? Is that is that your flirting...
Izzy win.
is that your mating call?
Izzy wins.
I think that is your mating call.
I think that's going to be on somebody's ringtone one day. I'm going to discover another ringtone being recorded on a bus. And it's just going to be going, Izzy wins!
The paper you should have bought last Sunday was Abigail's Party.
The Observer, so you could have got Abigail's Party for free instead of like £7, which is what it is in HMV.
Would you have rather read The Observer?
I liked The Observer thing. You didn't give Harriet Harman enough credit. It was a good article because it made you realise that all politicians are evil and there's no point to them.
Wow, gosh, I would never have known that.
I also had Crystal Ren, the world's first size 14 supermodel, so it was full of actually women shaped like women for once who are still beautiful and attractive with big eyebrows, which I approve of, and you're horrible to me.
How have I been horrible to you this week?
You've been, you know, ignoring my nice comments about your bottle tops.
Nice comments? Oh, I see. You were flirting back. Is that what you're trying
to suggest
now? I wasn't
flirting back. I was just giving you suggestions
of how
about
to what?
Ways
mate.
To mate and procreate smaller Simons.
With
which
birds
is
of
impossible.
Paradise?
Yeah. It'd be like a super
geniusly
breed.
Impossible for me to impregnate a bird of paradise.
I say you're pitting your sights too low.
So join us next week. We'll do some of your letters next week if you send.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. We didn't have
Sunday podcast at hotmail.com.
But that's mainly because like the letters we're getting. I mean, they're all very nice, but you know.
Yeah, you need to be rude to us, really.
Yeah, ideally, that's always funny. Preferably rude to Simon. Also, were we going to do that thing? Email us your suggestions by, say, Saturday about which paper we should get. One of us, probably Simon, because he's no good at picking papers, will pick whoever suggests a paper and why. We'll pick that paper for the next week, and then you could also join in.
So, yeah, go away.
Yeah, go away.
Just go away.
Yeah, fuck off.